trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here. And I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
She don't know she's beautiful. took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my half away, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me.
Nobody to blame. Chris Stapleton here on Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI. Hi, everyone. Seth here. It is just a little bit after 4 o'clock. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. We've got a lot of great country coming up and some great high school sports as well. Some softball in just a little bit. Back to the music now. Here's Kenny Chesney. I Go Back on 105.5.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. The Russian time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. And I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. Every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back. Summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back,
I'll go back
to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
Always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, how he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Sipping on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long full ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give up, needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's alright, cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, love.
keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
He was on his way home from Candletown. Been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Woe said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home, cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home.
The night the lights went out in Georgia. Reba McEntire here on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. First made a hit back in the 70s by Vicki Lawrence, of all people. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it always blows my mind. Thanks for joining me on this Tuesday, everyone. We are about 15 minutes or so away from high school sports. We've got some softball coming up. Stay with us here. Right now, we've got Joe Nichols, yeah, on 105.5.
Thank you.
the night in a hayfield till she climbed down off of them four wheels. Yeah, yeah. As soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah, yeah. She started walking over to me like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me and asked if I was here alone. And I said, yeah, yeah, like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah, girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah. And I tried it, a little fruity, but she asked if I liked it. So I said, yeah, 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 yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod. Kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought, no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk to the river, maybe cool off. She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah, yeah. Said no, no, no. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, if you say so, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah.
Call them, tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl.
down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Walking around, I can't get enough of you, honey. You're
Loving on You, Luke Combs here on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Well, this is it for me, everybody. I have to go ahead and run this board. We've got softball coming up. Assumption High School, they're playing in Wausau tonight. We got Chad Holmes bringing you all the action here in just a little bit. But thanks for listening, and keep it tuned right here, right now. Red Atkins, That Ain't My Truck on WisCountry.
She let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on the wall. Lord, this don't.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices have Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. But also today, we'd like to welcome our friends at our Civic Media sister station, 105.5 FM WIRI, who cover Assumption High School athletics. As today, they're taking our feed today. So we are on both WXCO and on WIRI. I will get used to saying that before we're all said and done. But today, it is a Merriwood Conference South Division softball matchup between the Newman Cardinals and the Assumption Royals. From Robinson Field in Wisconsin Rapids, I'm Chad Holmes. The Assumption Royals come in first place in the Merriwood South at 5-1. They are 8-4 overall and ranked number 4 in the state in the brand new WisSports.net Division 5 state rankings. Meantime, the Cardinals, boy, they have been playing some really tight games and have not been able to get the runs across. Newman comes in 1-5 in the conference, 1-8 overall. Their last two games, both 2-1 losses, getting outstanding pitching, but not quite enough offense. In fact, the last three games, the Cardinals lost 4-1 in Edgar, 2-1 at home versus Edgar, and 2-1 at Shawamigan last Friday. So the Cardinals just looking to get those bats going against a very good opponent here today. And Newman, again, don't let that 1-8 record fool you. Their one win came against the number 10 ranked team in the state in Division 4, the Stratford Tigers. So Newman and Assumption here today. We are going to take a 3-minute break and then come back and have the starting lineups and the first pitch of today's game. It's Newman taking on Assumption High School Softball on Civic Media.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids for high school softball. Merriwood Conference South Division matchup between the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Assumption Royals. Again today on both Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 out of Wausau. We're also very happy to welcome our listeners in Wisconsin Rapids on 105.5 FM WIRI, both Civic Media radio stations. And want to make a special note to our folks in Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks to Econ Electric for being a sponsor of high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970.
As they play their hearts out tonight, at the end of the game, all the glory will be given to you. We thank you, and we pray all of these things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And just heard the prayer before the game. And right now we are going to listen in to the playing of our national anthem. and our national anthem here from Wisconsin Rapids. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for the Newman Catholic Cardinals, leading things off and playing shortstop is Paige Gould. Batting second is the catcher, Lily Shields. Batting third, the pitcher, Ashley Jankowski. Batting cleanup, playing first base is Ava Sukunen. Maddie Keen, she is the number five hitter, playing third base. Molly Merrill is in left field, batting sixth. Camille Sobolewski will play center field and bat seventh. Lauren Thiel is the designated player, hitting eighth. Brianna Schultz is at second base, batting ninth. And Annika Svenis is in right field. She's been replaced in the batting order by the designated player. So again, for the Fighting Cards, Paige Gould, Lily Shields, Ashley Jankowski, Ava Sukunen, Maddie Keen, Molly Merrill, Camille Sobolewski, Lauren Thiel, and Brianna Schultz. For the Assumption Royals, leading things off and playing shortstop is Anna Schooley. Batting second is the second baseman, Ariana Cavanaugh. Claire Nelson, the catcher, will bat third. Macy Vollert, the pitcher, batting fourth. Lydia Smits in center field bats fifth. Jess Norton, the designated player, will bat sixth. Lexi Stofflett is in left field, batting seventh. Maddie Moss will play first base and bat eighth. Delaney Hahn is at third base, batting ninth. And Kylie Carroll is the right fielder. She's been replaced in the batting order. Again, the batting order for Assumption: Anna Schooley, Ariana Cavanaugh, Claire Nelson, Macy Vollert, Lydia Smits, Jess Norton, Lexi Stofflett, Maddie Moss, and Delaney Hahn. Newman Cardinals today in their red jerseys with white numerals and black pants, while the Assumption Royals wearing white. White jerseys, white pants, dark blue pinstripes, dark blue numerals outlined in white. A rare, beautiful day for baseball or softball throughout central Wisconsin today. And here in Wisconsin Rapids, a very nice day, and glad you could spend part of it with us here on Civic Media. And Paige Gould will come to the plate and lead things off for the Cards. Paige, so far this season, has a .259 batting average, right-handed batter. Cards need to get the bats going, and talking to Coach Steve Jankowski before the game, said they've been hitting it well, but just hitting them at them and need to find some holes. 68 degrees is the temperature, and the first pitch of the game is a fastball a little bit high for ball one. So 68 degrees under partly sunny skies. We'll give you the Assumption Royal defense in just a moment. Macy Vollert in the circle for the Royals. Here's the wind and the pitch. There's a fly ball, short left center field. Coming over, making a slide, and not able to get there is Lydia Smits. Rounding first, heading into second, and sliding in with a leadoff double for the Cards is Paige Gould. Little looper to left center field. Smits came in, made the sliding attempt, could not get there, and the Cardinals have a runner in scoring position very quickly. Up next for Newman Catholic is the catcher, Lily Shields. So the Cards, again, struggling offensively in their last three games. All low-scoring affairs, only one run scored. Trying to get that offense going. There's a ground ball towards shortstop, picked there by Anna Schooley. She'll flip across in time. Runner breaking from second to third, and sliding in safely is Gould. She had held initially as that ground ball was in front of her. Schooley made the pick, fired across. As soon as Schooley threw, breaking the third was Gould, and able to beat the throw across. And now the Cards have a runner on third with one out for their number three hitter, Ashley Jankowski. Left-handed batter, Cardinal pitcher, open stance. Vollert to the plate. Fastball catches the inside corner for strike one called. Outfield D for Assumption. Lexi Stofflett in left. Lydia Smits in center. Kylie Carroll in right. We'll give you the Assumption infield defense in just a moment. No balls in one strike. There's a square around. Good butt. Picked up by the pitcher, Vollert. She'll go to the plate. Not able to handle it with Nelson. Sliding in safely is Gould. Rounding first. Heading to second. There's a throw. And sliding in safely is Jankowski. And Newman takes an early 1-0 lead. Good bunt by Jankowski. Out of the circle quickly was Vollert, able to pick it up, get it to Nelson. It would have been a very close play, but Nelson could not handle the throw, got away, and seeing the ball get away, no hesitation by Jankowski to get to second base. So now Ava Sukunen, the Cardinal cleanup hitter, will step in. And the first pitch from Vollert on the inside corner for strike one call. So that will go as a single and an RBI for Jankowski to score Gould and give Newman a 1-0 lead. Macy Vollert winds and deals. There's a pop, first base side. It's going to curl into foul territory. Taking a look, and good hustle by Ariana Cavanaugh. got all the way to the fence, could not quite get to the ball. It's a foul ball. Boy, covering a lot of ground was Kavanaugh from her second base position for the Royals. No balls and two strikes on Ava Sukkonen. Follert looks in for the sign, has it. Here's the pitch. Rising fastball up and out of the zone for ball one. Delaney Hahn at third base, Anna Schooley at short, Ariana Kavanaugh at second, Maddie Moss at first, Claire Nelson the catcher, and Macy Volvert the pitcher, infield D for Assumption. 1-2. That will bounce in there. It bounces off the catcher and the umpire, and advancing the third on the wild pitch is Ashley Jankowski. So the wild pitch puts a runner 60 feet from home for the Cards, and still just one out. Two balls and two strikes on Ava Sukkonen. Volvert deals. There's a pop over the first base dugout and out of play. We'll do it again at 2-2. New rankings from WisSports.net came out this afternoon, and the Assumption Royals ranked number 4 in the state in Division 5. 2-2. That will bounce in there, and a good stop made behind the dish by Nelson. Holding at third is Jankowski, but the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Maddie Keene in the on-deck circle for Newman Catholic. Volert has the target. Here's the payoff pitch. There's a roller toward short that's going to score a run. Picked by Schooley. Long throw across. Able to get the runner by a step, but that's an RBI ground ball for Sukkonen. Jankowski scores, and the Cardinals take a 2-0 lead. Well, Newman Catholic here in the top of the first inning has already scored more runs than each of their last three games. They had scored one run against Edgar, one run against Edgar, and one run against Shawamigan, but two here against the Royals. Maddie Keene swing and a miss on a good fastball from Macy Volert, and that's strike one. Maddie Keene, right-handed batter, settles in. Macy Volert, the right-handed thrower, rocks, deals. Rising fastball a little bit up and out of the zone, taken for a ball. One ball and one strike. Maddie Keene, a freshman, and Cardinals have a few freshmen in their lineup. Swing and a miss. Good location on that pitch from Volert. At the knees, inner portion, and the count goes to 1-2. Macy Volert, Jr. in the circle for the Assumption Royals. Two outs, nobody on base for the Cards. Here's the pitch. Rising fastball up and out of the zone, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two's across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runs in for the Newman Cardinals. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the zone, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Should Maddie Keene reach base, Molly Merrill will hit next for the Cards. Here's the payoff pitch. Followed right back to the screen in front of me, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Well, this is the kind of start the Cards needed. Again, they've been struggling in terms of losing close games, low-scoring games, but now a chance to play from ahead. Again, here comes the payoff pitch. And there's a swing and a pop-up shortstop side, and a Schooley will make the call, make the catch, and that will do it for Newman Catholic in the first inning. For the Cards, pair of runs on two base hits, and there were nobody left on base. And a one-half inning. It's Newman Catholic 2, Assumption coming to the plate. This is high school softball on Civic Media.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mountain Today.
Bottom half of inning number one, Assumption coming to the plate, trailing Newman Catholic 2-0. Ashley Jankowski in the circle for the Cards. Leading things off is Anna Schooley. And the first pitch just misses. Very close pitch, just off the inside corner, apparently, for ball one. Anna Schooley, Ariana Cavanaugh, and Claire Nelson do up for Assumption in the first. Jankowski rocks, deals. There's a ground ball pulled foul down the third base side. Just wide of the third base bag, and the count evens up at 1-1. Newman Catholic outfield defense, Molly Merrill in left field, Camille Sobolewski is in center, Annika Svenis in right. Maddie Keene at third base, Paige Gould is the shortstop, Brianna Schultz at second base, Ava Sukkonen at first, Lily Shields is the catcher for Ashley Jankowski. 1-1 pitch. Change of pace, hangs a little bit up and out of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Right-handed hitter, multi-sport standout for Assumption, Anna Schooley. Jankowski's pitch. Line drive, fair ball right on the line down the left field side. Rounding first, heading to second is Schooley with a stand-up double. Hesitated for a moment. I thought it was fair, but it was a little bit of a delay by the home plate umpire in terms of indicating it was fair, but it landed right on the line down the left field side. And a quick start for Assumption. Runner on second, nobody out for the second baseman and second place hitter, Ariana Cavanaugh. Another right-handed batter for the Royals. Ashley Jankowski to the plate. There's a fly ball right field side. Svenis going over, cannot get there, and it lands fair. That will score a run. Heading to second is Cavanaugh. Rounding second, she is heading to third, and she is in with a triple. An RBI triple the other way for Ariana Cavanaugh, scores Anna Schooley, and that makes it 2-1 Newman. Long run that time for Annika Svenis down the right field side, and it landed just inside the right field line. So now the tying run at third with nobody out for Claire Nelson for Assumption. Well, it did not take long for the Royals to respond to the Cardinals' two runs in the top of this inning. There's a ground ball right to the second baseman, knocked down by Brianna Schultz. Oh, and she goes home instead of taking the out, and scoring will be Cavanaugh. That's a play you have to go to first. You give up the run. Instead, the run scores, and Nelson safe at first. It was a well-hit ball by Nelson, but it was knocked down nicely by Schultz. She still had time because it was so well hit to be able to get the runner at first, but instead tried to go home, and it was easily safe for Cavanaugh. There's a pop-up on the first cut by Macy Vollert. Goes over the backstop and out of play for strike one. So that Nelson play will go as a fielder's choice in an RBI. And we're back to even 2-2, bottom of the first inning. Talking to Coach Jankowski of the Cards beforehand, talked about this Assumption team, very strong at the top of their order, especially the top five. There's a ground ball towards short. Paige Gould, oh, bobbles it, and now she'll fire across, not in time. I think she was going to rush it, try to get it to second, maybe think of a double play, but just bounced off her mitt. All hands are safe. That will be an error on the shortstop, and now runners on first and second with nobody out for Lydia Smith. So back-to-back plays, the Cardinals have given the Royals extra outs. And for Newman Catholic, coming in as the underdog against the first-place team of the Merriwood South, cannot afford to give extra outs to this very good opponent. Fastball just off the inside corner from Jankowski for ball one. So Lydia Smits, the center fielder for the Royals, steps in. Runner on second, Claire Nelson. Runner on first, Macy Vollert for Assumption. Here's the wind and the 1-0. Foul tip, going after one a little bit low was Smits, and the count evens up at 1-1. So an action-packed start here in Wisconsin Rapids on this warm afternoon. 2-2 score, bottom of the first inning. 1-1 pitch. There's one at the knees on the outer portion from Ashley Jankowski, taken for strike two. One ball and two strikes on Lydia Smits. Smith's back in the box. Ready to go is Jankowski. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Just barely getting a piece of that one with Smith's. Stays alive at 1-2. Lily Shields behind the dish will set the target for the Cards. Here's the 1-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. Trying to frame it with Shields. Does not get the call. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Still nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Runners on first and second for Assumption. And the pitch. There's a roller third base side. Going to the bag, getting the force is Maddie Keene. A fielder's choice for Smits, but the first out of the inning. So Nelson out, five unassisted. Vollert advances to second. And now that will bring up the designated player, Jess Norton.
Now batting number 25, the designated player, Jess Norton.
Another right-handed batter, Jankowski's pitch. There's a roller up the middle. Picked up by Jankowski, underhand to the third, thrown across in time for a double play. Maddie Keene, quick release. I thought they were only going to get one, and she fired and gets the runner. So a 1-5-3 double play ends the Assumption first inning. The Royals get a pair of runs. Two runs on two base hits. There was an error, and nobody left. Actually, one runner left on base. So end of one. It is Assumption 2, Newman Catholic 2. This is High School Softball on Civic Media.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.